Eric, I tell you what, watching that race yesterday and seeing the sense of pride and excitement, in some ways relief, on your face during the post-race interview, I mean, has it still kind of sunk in that you were able to take the checkered flag and come away with a big-time victory at New Hampshire?
Yeah, it has. It really did. It sunk in immediately. And just all that it means for not only this season, but, you know, just the... the relief for being able to deliver for our sponsors and partners and the team and just everybody that puts so much into this race program that, you know, allows me to get to do what I love to do. I'm a very lucky guy that gets to drive a race car for a living. So it takes a lot of men and women to allow that to happen, and a lot of sponsors also. So that was the biggest thing for me, is just the relief of delivering for those people.
You mentioned that in your post-race interview that you essentially felt like you had the race won a couple of years ago, and I think that was in 2018 when you finished third. So what was it like to finally get the job done and find yourself in first place in hoisting that trophy when it was all said and done?
It felt really good. Just satisfying, redemption, you know, just... very, very gratifying, and like I said, there's so much hard work and effort that goes in, and racing is a very humbling sport. You lose way more than you win, even when you have a very great season. So to get those moments like that and the reward for all the hard work is just very sweet.
And now, I mean, you talked about the humbling part of the sport, but this is a great victory for you. How do you build off this for the remainder of the season heading into the playoffs?
Well, we got to do exactly that. You know, we can't just quit now and say, we're good, we won. You know, the work continues, and we'll continue to build off of this, and we'll finish out the regular season strong, hopefully. And you know, in all of sports, it's about peaking at the right time. And, you know, we've gone through most of the regular season struggling. But if we can peak at the right time now going into the playoffs, that's what it's all about. And I feel like, you know, the first round of the playoffs definitely sets up nicely for us as a race team. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go race for a championship.
Eric Almirola with us here on BTL. You kind of alluded to that you're excited to clinch that playoff spot. Like when you finally realized, like, okay, now you finally secured a spot into the playoffs, was it a sense of excitement, relief, eagerness? Like, how did you feel?
Excitement, yeah. Really. You know, there's definitely a little bit of relief that goes along with that, but a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
You know, just the jubilation of winning and getting the job done is just, it's a really big deal.
And in that race specifically, you started in 22nd place, and by the final stage, you were in fourth place with that slow and steady climb. How does that feel as a racer to know that you're going up those standings little by little and eventually finishing with the checkered flag?
Yeah, you have to have a good race car to do that. You got to have a perfect, you know, execution by your race team, and we were able to do that yesterday. We had a fast race car, and we kept making it better on every pit stop, and our pit crew was doing a phenomenal job of gaining us positions on pit road. And so every facet of the race, we executed perfectly, and we needed to do that. You have to do that to win at this level. And we were able to do that, and we were able to get Smithfield and Ford and all of our partners into victory lane by executing a perfect race and climbing through the field with a fast race car.
Eric Almirola with us here on BTL, driver of the number 10 Smithfield Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing. We're in this interesting time right now because obviously you get a little bit of a layover and some time off because of the Olympic Games and everything that's going on with that. So how do you spend your time over the next couple of weeks, kind of regrouping, recharging, and getting ready for what's to come when you guys next take the track at Watkins Glen?
Well, I'm actually going to enjoy these next couple weeks off and spend some downtime with the family and really enjoy, obviously, the win and soak that in for the next couple weeks. But most importantly, just enjoy some downtime and really recharge the batteries. Because once we go back racing after these 2 weeks off, it is full steam ahead all the way till the checker flag at Phoenix. So, you know, there's a long stretch of racing ahead of us, and the most grueling stretch and the most intense. It's very, very intense going into the playoffs. You know, the level of intensity ratchets way up. And so I'm going to need this break to rest and recover and recharge and get ready to make a run at a championship.
And you guys will be coming back with a big one. Our race specifically, we're at Watkins Glen Station, so the go bowling at the Glen. What's that adjustment like, you know, getting onto a road course and trying to build off this victory?
Yeah, going to the Glen is a fun place. It's my favorite road course of all the road courses we race at. And obviously have a little bit of extra, you know, umph going there with go bowling and having go bowling on the car. And it being the go bowling at the Glen race. So excited to go up there and put on a show for all you fans up there in New York. And hopefully we can get a back-to-back win and put go bowling in victory lane at their home race.
I love it. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, buddy.